Chapter 5. Stay Healthy by Partaking of God's Spiritual Medicine. In this chapter, we will look at the relationship between fear and your physical health. The Bible teaches that fear can make you sick and that faith in God can make you well. Medical science has proven that fear, worry, and anxiety can cause ulcers, high blood pressure, heart attacks, and other illnesses. Some physicians believe that as many as 75% of their patients come to them because of sickness that is primarily caused by emotional stress. We live in stressful times. The news media pours out continual reports on problems and potential problems. You cannot expect to eliminate stressful situations, but you can learn how to control your emotional reaction to stress. Your Father has given you specific instructions in this area in His Word, the Bible. God included two small glands above your kidneys when He created you. These glands are called adrenal glands. These glands secrete adrenaline when you face a stressful situation. If you react positively, adrenaline will increase your energy. If you react negatively, adrenaline can deplete your energy. The adrenal glands have been called fight or flight glands. God provided these glands to give you extra strength when you face stressful situations. You can use this God-given surge of energy to help you overcome the problems you face. However, if you react negatively to adversity, the increased adrenaline can cause your blood vessels to tighten, your muscles to tense, your heart to beat more, and your body to perspire. The arousal of adrenaline in your body can also cause symptoms such as dry mouth or upset stomach. God wants you to use the extra energy from adrenaline in a positive manner. Satan and his demons want to use this energy negatively. You decide whether you will use your God-given adrenaline positively or negatively. Many high-strung people secrete large amounts of adrenaline. These people are in a constant state of arousal. They are always worked up about something. The excessive release of adrenaline can cause physical and mental fatigue and sickness over a period of years. People who have produced excessive amounts of adrenaline throughout their lives usually age more rapidly than other people. Their adrenaline glands become exhausted after many years of overactivity. Many younger people are able to deal with stress more easily because they have an abundance of youthful energy and vitality. However, as you grow older, increased wisdom and spiritual maturity should offset the accompanying decrease in physical energy. We explained this principle in the last chapter when we studied 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16. Stress-related illness has increased significantly in recent years. You ultimately will pay a high, significant price with your health if you consistently allow fear to dominate your life. Your health will be much better on the whole if your faith in God is deep, strong, and unwavering, and if you are able to remain calm, quiet, and confident in the face of adversity. Quote, "A calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body," unquote. Proverbs 14, verse 30, Amplified. Most people want to live a long and healthy life. This verse of Scripture tells you one way to achieve this goal. There is a direct relationship between your physical health, the length of the quality of your life, and the calmness and quietness that exists in your mind and your heart. In subsequent chapters, we will explain in detail how to fill your heart with God's Word through consistent Scripture meditation. You fill your mind with the Holy Scriptures when you study the Word of God. You fill your heart with God's promises and instructions when you meditate on God's Word. Quote, "A happy heart is good medicine, and a cheerful mind works healing," unquote. Proverbs 17, verse 22, Amplified. The Word of God is supernatural spiritual medicine that your Father has provided for you. If your heart is filled with joy because it is filled to overflowing with the Word of God, this happiness in your heart is good medicine from God. If your mind is cheerful Because you have renewed your mind in God's Word every day, as He has instructed you to do, you will be much more likely to receive healing from sickness. Quote, He sends forth His Word and heals them. Unquote. Psalm 107, verse 20, Amplified. You do not partake of God's medicine by swallowing a capsule or receiving an injection. You partake of God's spiritual medicine by faithfully obeying your Father's instructions to consistently fill your eyes, your ears, your mind, your heart, and your mouth with the spiritual medicine of His supernatural living Word. You may not be aware of the healing that is taking place as you spend time daily in God's Word. The Word of God heals your body. It also transforms your mind. You take a spiritual bath every day as you spend time in the Bible. The Word of God washes away any wrong or destructive thinking that you have. See Ephesians 5, verse 26. Instead of being more logical and intellectual from a worldly perspective, you should become more childlike in your trust in God as you grow older. Quote, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Unquote. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, Amplified. The Bible says that you should not rely on the limitations of your human understanding. Instead of being concerned about these limitations, you should trust God so much that you lean on Him in every area of your life. God promises that He will guide you and direct you. Fear can make you miserable and shorten your life. Strong faith in God can fill your life with God's supernatural joy and make your life longer, fuller, and more complete. You will be like the Apostle Paul, who said, quote, I am greatly encouraged. In all our troubles, my joy knows no bounds. Unquote. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 4, NIV. The prefix dis in the word discouragement refers to lack of courage. The prefix n in the word encouragement refers to the courage that you put into yourself. If you follow Paul's example and put courage into yourself as a result of renewing your mind in God's Word daily and meditating day and night on the Holy Scriptures, your joy when you face adversity will know no bounds. The happiness of the world is dependent upon external circumstances. The degree of happiness in many people's lives is directly proportional to what is happening to them. God's joy comes from the inside out. God's joy is independent of circumstances. Quote, the Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice. Unquote. Psalm 97, verse 1, Amplified. Your heart will rejoice if you focus on God instead of the adversity you face. The following words that Solomon spoke to his son many years ago will apply to you. Quote, my son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of a life worth living and tranquility, inward and outward and continuing through old age till death, these shall they add to you. Unquote. Proverbs 3, verse 1 and 2, Amplified. This passage of Scripture explains the relationship between living a long, full, and productive life and the calmness and tranquility that is deep down inside of you. The Amplification explains that this tranquility will continue through your old age until you die. You will not be afraid if you obey your Father's instructions to consistently study and meditate on His Word. Instead, you will have deep, strong, and unwavering faith in God throughout your life right up to the day you go to be with Him in heaven. Your Father does not want you to struggle, strain, and worry during the final years of your life. He wants you to grow and mature so much through your Bible study and Scripture meditation that your final years on earth will be full, glorious, and complete. Quote, you will come to the grave in full vigor. Unquote. Job 5, verse 26. The words full vigor mean to have maximum energy and vitality. Your father wants you to serve him right up until the day you die. He wants you to have great energy and vitality throughout your life, including the final years of your life. Your father wants you to look forward to your final years on earth. He wants these years to be full, meaningful, and healthy as you do your very best to serve him and carry out his assignment for your life. Some people become increasingly pessimistic as they grow older. Your father wants you to be just the opposite. He wants your eyes, your ears, your mind, your heart, and your mouth to be filled continually with his supernatural living word. He wants your heart to overflow with the depth of your faith in him. He does not want fear to overwhelm you during your final years or any other time in your life. The Bible is a spiritual fountain of youth. The Word of God can and will keep the hidden person of your heart young and vibrant spiritually as your physical body grows older. You will not identify with the decreased energy in your body if you energize yourself continually with God's Word. Quote, the Word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. Unquote. Hebrews 4, verse 12, Amplified. This verse explains the supernatural power of the living Word of God. The Amplification says that God's Word can give you energy and make your life more effective. You must understand the immense power of the Word of God. Your Father wants you to look at His Word as He looks at it. Quote, you have exalted above all else your name and your word, and you have magnified your word above all your name. Unquote. Psalm 138, verse 2, Amplified. Does the word of God hold such a high place in your life that you have exalted it above everything else? Your Father wants you to approach His word each day with awe and reverence. He said, quote, this is the man to whom I will look and have regard, he who is humble and of broken or wounded spirit, and who trembles at my word and reveres my commands. Unquote. Isaiah 66, verse 2, Amplified. Your Father wants you to be humble and teachable. He wants you to tremble at the awesomeness of His word. He wants you to revere Him and His supernatural living word. You should be like the psalmist who said, quote, my heart stands in awe of your words, unquote. Psalm 119, verse 161, Amplified. Instead of allowing your heart to be filled with fear, worry, and anxiety, your heart should overflow with joy because it is filled with God's word. You should be like the psalmist who said, quote, your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. Unquote. Psalm 119, verse 161, Amplified. Instead of allowing your heart to be filled with fear, worry, and anxiety, your heart should overflow with joy because it is filled with God's word. You should be like the psalmist who said, quote, your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. Unquote. Psalm 119, verse 111, NIV. The word heritage has the same root as the word inherit. The word of God has been passed down from your Father to you to fill your heart with supernatural joy throughout the remainder of your life on earth. Christians who disobey God's specific instructions to fill their minds and their hearts with God's word each day will be fearful, worried, and anxious when they face adversity. These people have heavy hearts. Your Father wants you to have a glad heart because your heart overflows with His supernatural living word, regardless of the circumstances you face. Your faith in God is the key to experiencing God's supernatural joy at all times. Your faith in God is directly related to the amount of His word that lives in your heart. You will rejoice continually if your heart is so full of God's word that the supernatural power of His word rises up within you, We cannot emphasize too much the importance of filling your heart with God's Word. You must offset what can take place in your body as you become older and more conscious of your human inadequacies. You will be able to tap into the supernatural power of Almighty God if you consistently fill your heart with His Word. God's power will override your human frailties. You will rely completely on God instead of thinking that you could possibly overcome adversity with your limited human abilities. In this chapter, we studied several verses of Scripture pertaining to the negative aspects of fear. You have seen that God's Word teaches that you can offset the negative aspects of fear by continually drawing closer to God and filling your mind and your heart with His supernatural living Word. We are now ready to look into God's Word to learn how to overcome the fear of death that plagues many people.